Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about Lightening Your Load, Part 2. What questions do people have about letting go of their physical stuff? Do you know what you should consider if thinking about having a garage sale? Are you aware of what other clutter you may be clearing as you reduce your physical possessions? Learn more about lightening your load as we continue our month focused on wrapping up 2020. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today is part two, a continuation. So I'm going to encourage you to check out the first part of this on living with less. As I mentioned in the previous episode, 2020 and everything that's gone on has caused a lot of people to reevaluate, do I really need all that I have? And so I wanted to share this, what people had asked, tips for downsizing. And, you know, you might not be doing this in 2021, but maybe 2 or 3 years from now. All of this information is always archived so you can come back to that. So I just thought this would be a really good time as we're wrapping up and really evaluating what was this year about, what's important to me. I think that one of the good things that came out of this crazy year is it really forced us to say, hey, what's really important in my life? And when you clear physical clutter, you can focus on what's important. When you clear all your clutter, you can focus on what's important. So enjoy part two today. It's an interesting thing having a conversation as you are doing something live and people are asking questions and then you respond and say, hey, is this what you're looking for? And so it's a little bit of a pause, but again, I think really supportive information. I'd love to know and hear your experiences if you have been downsizing. So let me know about that. Enjoy.
So MJ, those are my thoughts on garage sales. You know, be prepared, but think about it. And new selling apps. So I have let go on, Meredith has a comment. I'm trying to see more. Our neighborhood has a yearly garage sale. It gets packed with people. It's planned and organized well in advance, and it's actually pretty fun. Absolutely. You know what? The more the merrier. You can laugh, have a good time. Enjoy a cool beverage because that's why I say, one, you're going to get more interest in it, but just makes it fun because sometimes, you know, you get interesting characters. I'll put it that way with garage sales. So that is a great thing. If you're downsizing, have a garage sale. Let go as much as possible because remember, you have to pay to move that. And you don't want to take everything and move it and then decide, oh, what I want to keep. No, you want to streamline it as much as possible. So MJ asks about selling apps. So I have let go on my iPad here. I've used that, mixed results, but I don't blame the app. I think it's humans. I think that the apps are pretty well set up. I think, you know, like I had someone and the app with Let Go has your location. And he's like, well, I didn't know you were there. I'm like, dude, it has my location. I mean, I can't help you if you can't read. So, you know, and I've noticed the things, and I would say this with Craigslist too. Craigslist, I have mixed feelings about. Like, I would always want my husband home if I post something on Craigslist. And for the most part, I've had nothing but really good experiences. But people flaking, I have found, happens a lot. And I just think that's the nature of the beast. I don't think that it is the app's fault because the app can't control human nature. So I am a huge fan of using apps. Do what you can and post in a couple different places. You know, if I'm not getting a lot of movement on an app, then I'm going to post on Craigslist. And, you know, different areas will have different things. And you mentioned here, okay, so buy, sell Facebook groups. Again, I've had mixed with that. I haven't bought anything. And then the other thing I would tell you with this, I have forgotten this happened. So I put a chair on a Facebook group and I didn't. John, see, this is great. John says, I don't have patience for garage sales. And I see perfect. He knows, you know what? I have zero patience for this. So then John's not going to do a garage sale. That's a great, thank you, John, for bringing that up. That's another point to think about with the garage sale. If you're impatient, you don't want to sit out in the sun for 4 hours, don't do it. You know, there are options for you. You have people that, there's a guy here in Raleigh, and what he would do is he'd haul away junk for free. And what he did, which was really smart, he'd evaluate it. So if it was all stuff he was going to trash, he wouldn't haul it off. But then he'd figure out, what can I sell in this pile? Another thing that I love that he did is he opened it up to nonprofits. So he would sell some stuff to make money. I mean, he's hired people. He's got to cover his costs. He's got to make money. He's in business. And then have different things for the nonprofits to go through. And he would recycle what he could. So he was my kind of guy. I was really impressed with that. So if that's your option, do something like that. You can do, or you can have a paid service for people to haul junk away. If, you know, if you're like, I don't want to do garage sales, then do it. Or have a charity. I know that the Veterans has a charity that we've used them, which I love them, if I can donate to them. But they in Raleigh were only in not every zip code. So they are another fan of that. I'll do that. So let me, so just MD, I just want to follow up with the Buy Sell Facebook group. So I had put a chair up and someone had wanted, but I didn't see the message for like a year. And so my problem with that was that because Facebook can, I mean, I'm really not feeling Facebook today after all the drama to get this started. So the challenge was that I didn't get the message. I could have sold the chair. And so with technology being, and again, that can happen with everything. I just think sometimes Facebook is not set up that well. So again, it goes back, do I want to make money? Do I want a quick sale? Do I want peace of mind? What is most important for me? And then those should be able to guide your decision. So I'm sorry, I know I posted. Hopefully that will help you when you listen to the replay, because I don't think you're on. Okay, so a question from Rose. Have you had clients with large craft supplies, completed crafts that they want to downsize? Yes, and we'll talk about that. They still want to do some of them, but what kind of filter questions would you use to help them decide what to use, keep, donate, trash? Great question. So yes, I've had, this is actually the first client, this is a great memory, the first client I ever had was one of these women that was just crafty, talented, could do all those things, and that was my first ever job. She had a bonus room above the garage and was going through all those craft items. Yes. So that is something, you know, this goes back to, and I'll say this with decluttering until the cows come home. What's important to you? You know, you don't have time to do everything. I mean, even if you are a person of leisure or you're retired and you, there's only so many hours or time in the day. So what's really important to you? And, you know, one of the things that I say a lot is trust that you'll get what you need when you need it. And if you start to consider that and live your life about it, then trust that it'll happen. So if you, what I'm mean by that is if you let something go and 5 years down the road, you say, oh, you know what? I'm bummed I let my knitting go and I want to take that again. Trust it'll come back to you and be as present as possible because that's where the joy is. If you're living in the past, you can't change the past. If you're in the future, you're most likely anxious or worried. So become present as much as possible. So what I would say is what are your priorities now? What are you passionate about? Are you passionate about soap making? Are you passionate about calligraphy? What is it that is bringing you the most joy to do right now? Now, I don't know if we're talking about downsizing because then again, you'd have to get we are. So I'd say, what is it that you enjoy doing most now? Be realistic. Are you going from an above the garage, big old bonus room into maybe a small office space? Then that is also going to dictate what you change. What is it I'm passionate about? I'd ask, you know, if this doesn't have value to me, is this something I want to sell? Like for instance, if you have a whole calligraphy set that you got and haven't done calligraphy, that's something I'd try to sell. Like, you know, to make some money or whatever. So I would say, and then completed crafts. Again, what speaks to your heart? It's like, you know, when you have kids and they have all those wonderful little projects that they do in pre-K and kindergarten that are adorable. But, you know, is the toilet roll, repurposed toilet roll with little craft paper on it really significant? It may be. Remember, there's no right or wrong and it's how you view life. So it's, what is it that speaks to your heart? What is important to you? You know, again, is the popsicle thing or the model airplane that was put together? Need to listen to this daily. Absolutely. Meredith, know that I have been doing these free coaching hours since the beginning of April. So just look through my videos and you'll be able to see, you'll be able to see the other topics I've talked about. Okay, so Rose says, staying in the same house, moving area of storage activity area. Oh, okay, so you're moving the activity area. So it's, again, like, what is it that you want to do? What are your priorities? What is most important to you? Because, again, that's going to dictate, you know, what do I keep? And, you know, for instance, if you have kids and there's an activity that you do together or an activity that you want to do with your grandkids, maybe that's something that you want to keep along. But, you know, what interests you? I mean, if you haven't touched and little clay things that you'd mold into things, if you haven't touched that in years, let that go. You know, and then remember, as I talk about, if you have a lot of clutter in your life, you can't call into your life, maybe it's something you don't know. You know, for instance, I'm trying to think, like, podcasting. I would have never thought I'd do a podcast. I would have never thought that I would do an internet TV show. The internet TV show led me to wanting to do the podcast. But I had so much clutter in my life, I wouldn't have, because I would have never, I don't like being on camera. I like it now. 8 years ago or whatever, when I started this, no way, I am a behind the camera type of person. But if I hadn't cleared clutter and be open to all the possibilities, I would have never done that. So there might be something, you know, you might discover, like my mother started painting, I think when she was in her 50s, she's a really good painter. But if she hadn't been open to that and discovered her talent, so there might be some talents that you have yet to discover, but if everything's cluttered, what are you going to do? You can't bring that into your life. So that makes sense. That'll help. I'm trying to think of, do you need it? Do you love it? Do you use it? You know, you might have different tools, like my husband has really talented and can do tons of different home improvement projects, but he was able to release, because, oh, you know, I'm going to wet saw. I don't think I'm going to tile again, although as we end up moving, hopefully we find a place that doesn't need a ton of work. But he let that go because he thought the likelihood of that. So maybe if there's something, you know, woodworking, if that was a talent of yours, how likely is it that you're going to do it again? You know, and again, I think for downsizing, it's really important to, and this is a moment like planning and get to the future moment. Well, how do I want to make my life easier? I know for us, I want to pay less in taxes. That was a motivation. I want, you know, Joey is 80 in human years, and it's so much easier on him not having to go up and down the steps. I have to tell you, I would have, who needs steps after doing my, after downsizing? I'm like, one floor is plenty for me. So just, you know, things to think about as you age. So for instance, if you, you know, cut tile like my husband are able to do that, or have a very like woodworking that or metalworking or something like that, as you age, you might not be able to do it as easily. So those are just different things to think about. Rose, let me know if those are helpful questions. I want to know how everyone else is doing. Please, this is for you. I want to answer your questions. I'm so excited that we have people on, because I want you to declutter. When you declutter, you can share your gifts with the world. That's what keeps me going and gets me excited. So last question is about crafts. I'm just going to take a quick sip. I have my Steelers cup for my West Virginia friends.
What's your holiday clutter kryptonite? Are you aware of your holiday triggers? Where are you doing something just because? Do you overindulge, overspend, and overcommit? Ready to enjoy the season and focus on what matters most? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Holiday Got Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your holiday clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life.
Many beautiful projects were done as stress reliever. Awesome, that's great. I'm proud of you for doing something that relieves your stress. Can't get that stress from that time away from that project. Okay, so can't get that stress from that time away from the project. Okay, so I mean, I think you mean you can't have stress release if you're not doing the project. So if that's correct, let me know and I'll have a thought about that. Conflicted if I should keep or do sage candle cleansing work and how to do that. Okay. Well, if the beautiful projects were done as a stress reliever, that's okay. Then one, I would say, find, you know, if you're going to downsize and have less, find other ways to relieve your stress. I think that there are meditation, walking, you know, for me, mowing the lawn. I do need a WVU one, John. Thank you. I need a WVU cup. I will ask for that next birthday. My birthday is too close this year. I do need it. But hey, I've got the Steelers, so I'm pretty good about that. Let's go Mountaineers. So what I would say is have another plan in place for stress relief, even if it's going out to walk. You know, one of the things that I've learned in this time is playing with the cats, snuggling with the cats. And so when the cats, luckily they haven't jumped up, but say, you know what, if I'm working and they jump up on my lap, I know that that's my cue to take a break because that helps do the stress, release the stress. So if you could keep or sage candle cleanser, I'm a huge fan. One thing that I've started to do now is I am starting a ritual, and I'm going to do a whole other podcast about this, a morning ritual, which involves sage and cleansing. So I personally like that, but it's something that I use because I'm such a fan of clearing energetic clutter. So I would say test that out. And, you know, I'm going to try some lavender with the sage and do different things. So if that works for you, if you know, but if you're like, you know what, I don't feel like I need to do that, then don't. And be okay if that changes. Let's see. So trauma, memory, stress of terrible events happening. Okay, then that's something that you are going to want to heal. You don't need to get into the story of that. That's, you know, I will put that down on the to-do list for podcast because you've got to let that go as much as possible. And not just on a mental level, but energetic. And so I can see why you want to do that because, you know, that helps switch our... When we clear our energetic clutter, it helps us mentally. It helps us in all areas. So I think that's going to be really important, Rose, in addition to saging, if that feels well, is to work on healing. I think that's incredibly important because when you heal, you know, here's a good example I'll use. And Dana, I see your question. I'll get to that. In feng shui, they always first say clear clutter. But they talk about what you collect reflects what you feel you're missing in your life. And so I still have angels. I love angels. But I had experienced a traumatic event. I was a victim of a violent crime in Los Angeles. And so almost exactly after that happened, and I still have it, I got an angel to put over my door. And I wasn't even aware until years later, starting this business and reading about it and being like, oh, angels make me feel loved and protected. Well, I can protect myself and I can love myself. So I had to give myself what I thought I needed. And so when that also came with a lot of healing work. So I will get into more depth about that later, but I'm going to encourage you to do as much healing work. And I'll do a podcast on that too. I will do that. I do need a WVU cup, Meredith. Yes. Yeah, but please, I will gladly take a WVU cup. So Dana's question is, oh, okay. So Rose, let me just follow up with that. Projects seem contaminated. Then if they seem contaminated, then release them. If you associate anything with a bad memory, let it go. Like I had a wedding gift and I'm no longer friends with the person. And every time I see it, it upset me. So I just let it go. I was like, I don't want anything in my space that is upsetting me or stressing me out or has a bad memory. So if that lets you go. Like I had a painting and I really liked it that was from a friend that I'm no longer friends with. And we ended on not good terms at all. And before I left California, I'm like, here, gave it to someone. She loved it. She used to admire it. I'm like, here, this is yours. And as much as I love the painting, it every time I saw it, it brought up that memory. So I'm encourage you, anything that's traumatic or doesn't feel good, let it go. So Dana, when helping parents declutter, downsize, move after 44 years in a home, what does one do to help a family member who thinks everything is worth something, but no one has the time or energy to sell and let go or something similar? Okay, that is a great question. And I don't know if you've listened from the beginning, Dana, but I know that throughout this, and it'll be in an hour, so I apologize, but I have touched on that a little bit. If everything has value, then nothing does. And so what I would say, now it would help to know a little more Are you, so it sounds like, or, okay, so you're helping move, so they want to sell. So, you know, that's one of the things that I would say you're going to put down some boundaries or some guidelines or some rules and say, okay, you know, we have this amount of time. We have to get you out of the home. That is priority. And so, oh, yeah, Eureka, I got it. All of this advice and insight really, really helps. Thank you so much. Very welcome. Very welcome, Rose. And so, Dana, what I would say is to set up parameters and say, okay, we have, you know, I don't know what you're doing, a month, and then set a timeline of everything that needs to be done. And then that's one of the things that, you know, you have to say, mom and dad, you know, we have this amount of time to move you. We have to get the house ready for sale. We can't sell everything. And involve them. Like, what charity? Okay, so home, no real timeline. Home has been purchased. Okay, so no real timeline. I mean, are you telling me like this had to get done yesterday? So what I would say then is, you know, mom and dad, we have the home purchase. We have to get you out. And then even if there's no timeline, then create one. Because I'm just telling you right now, I watched someone go through months of getting their house decluttered after their parent died, and they were exhausted every day. So I would still encourage you to create a timeline and say, you know, I touched on this earlier with seniors, that if they're downsizing, new home has been purchased. Okay, no rush to leave, old home. Okay, fantastic. So you're in a really good situation, and definitely listen to the entire podcast because I talked about this. So now that the new home is purchased, you are going to be able to do some planning, and you are going to know, okay, if we went from a 4-bedroom to a 2-bedroom. And so what I'd encourage you to do is, one of the main things is get the decide which furniture you're going to keep. Okay. And then get that furniture into the house so that you'll know, okay, this is the floor layout. I'm going to know the furniture, because that's a big thing. And once you decide that, then, you know, whether it's a garage sale or whatever, and you need to involve, and I don't know, you know, especially if your parents are very still here mentally, you're going to need to involve them in the process. And again, just be like, I know this, what is really special to you? What is really valuable to you? We have less space, so we have to decide. Perfect. You've measured and know what furniture fits. So I would get all that in. And like, for instance, in the kitchen, if they have 5 serving spoons, okay, mom, we're downsizing now. Which 2 serving spoons mean the most to you? Which do you use most often? The big challenge, and I touched on this earlier, is seniors a lot of times are going to want to share memories. And so if you can, if you're not in a rush, allow them. But again, I'm really going to encourage you to create a timeline. Because if this drags on for months and months, it will mentally, it'll be very draining. It can be emotionally draining. So dad has some collections. So see, then what of the collections, you know, pick out what mean the most to him. And again, you're like, dad, we don't have all the space. And then, you know, something, one thing that I found, if there's a charity that your parents really like, that you can say, oh, dad, we're going to donate this to the Veterans of America, and it's going to do good stuff, and it's going to help people. Or if you have someone else in the family that really likes it, dad, cousin Joe would love this. Why don't we give it to them? And then, you know, let go of the rest. If there are some plans for some things, and again, he's going to have to pick up, dad, it's just a matter of space. We don't have room for all the clients. What means the most to you? I would say this, I don't know how old your parents are, but if parents who grew up in the Depression or who went through the war, or if your folks grew up really poor, have kindness and compassion for that, because that, if they haven't healed that, that goes back to, I mean, that can trigger some things, but you know, this makes me feel safe. So of course you'd have compassion for feeling safe. 81 and 79. Okay. So I would say then, like, okay, dad, what's most special to you? And I talked earlier in the today about like dresses, like, okay, mom, what, you know, instead of having 20 dresses, what's a good church dress? What's a good everyday dress? What's a good holiday dress? And, you know, maybe, and ask them and give them choices, allow them to make choices and get them involved. But then I'm not a fan of ever releasing anything without someone's permission. But, you know, this might have to be a time, like, if, again, I've noticed with a lot of elderly people, they tend to have packed pantries with a lot of things that have expired. If it can't be donate, and I always say check with the food bank, because a lot of the times expiration dates aren't correct. They want us to buy more. Hey, Nessa. Hey, Chara. So, and you agree. I'm not sure what you agree with. But so, that's for example in seniors. I found that they hold on to a lot of food. So that might be something you just clear out the pantry without them knowing. I did that. Mother is good at letting things go. Okay, so then let's talk about dads. We've got one there. But if it's something like the pantry, you know, dad, we have less space, and clear some out without using them. Like I worked recently with before all this happened, with an elderly client, and I had her daughter down. And so we just kind of cleared out some Tupperware. We figured out what she thought, and we didn't let her see all of that. Now she had some dementia going on. There were some other challenges. So I felt comfortable doing that. Her daughter was there, so I felt completely okay. And one of the things, this was very helpful when working with her, is that we would say, we're doing this because of health. Like she had some really old Tupperware and we were concerned about the BPA and all that. And so we got a set of glass containers for her and said, okay, we are worried, you know, about your health. We're doing this for your health and safety. And after about saying it 4 or 5 times, she realized, and again, I'm a stranger in the home, so I can completely appreciate that. She was like, okay, it's about my health and safety. Okay, it's about my health and safety, so let that go. So agree not to force parents anything. Absolutely. But again, if there's some decluttering, like of the pantry that you can do and things they're not going to notice, then I'd encourage you just for your sanity and peace of mind to do that. But again, like emphasizing health and safety, and dad, I want to make this easier on you. Come on, dad, you're 81. Let's just enjoy life. Come on, you don't want to dust all this stuff. Turn it to how what you're going to do will benefit them. I think that that's really important. And again, like, I don't know if your folks have any dementia or not, just always be kind and compassionate. And, you know, we all have our own thought processes about, one of the things, don't judge, no judgment. You know, we hold on to things for different reasons, but, you know, I'd encourage you, again, involve it. And if you don't feel any pressure and rush and you're like, hey, I can hang tight for a year, then absolutely do it. But what I would do is involve them, methodically go through each room. Like if you have the furniture already picked out and done, that's I think a huge thing that, you know, and that'll also give you more space. He has 3 curios of collectible beer steins. Okay, so again, can you fit the 3 curios in the new house? You know, mom might want to have some say. You know what? If that's his jam and you can fit the 3 curios, then go for it. If you don't have the space, and that's when you need to say to dad, doesn't fit. What do you want to do? You know, it's about making decisions and again, being respectful. Now, the other thing that you can do is, and I've done this before too, is pack up items in a box. So label beer steins and date it and say, okay, dad, how about this? How about if I pack these ones up that aren't your favorites and let's see and revisit 6 months from now. And if he hasn't missed them, then maybe he'll let them go. Again, is there anyone in the family that might want them? A cousin? Does he have? Ha, see, then that's, I'm with your mom, you know, she wants to. So that's, then I would have a conversation with them and sit down and say, okay, dad, mom wants some curate. Mom, okay, we've got to be even Steven on this and share. So what can we do? Now, do they have any storage space? So again, I don't recommend this, but as an option, pack them up, label them beer signs. Okay, see, dad, you've got to let go of 1.5. Are there family members that want this? As a charity, is there a friend that collects beer steins? Are there any options that would help him release any of those? You know, that he'd be more willing to let those go. That is what I would say. And just start to have a dialogue. Start to have a conversation. Wow, dad, do you notice you haven't had to dust these all the time? How does that feel? Or, wow, dad, you have a little bit of asthma here. Do you think maybe that all the beer mugs that you're not dusting regularly are adding to that? Again, no judgment. Just, it's, how can it benefit him? You want to have the conversation. How can you turn it around? How can you turn it around to help him? And you know, and make them a part of the decision making. But again, you have to balance that with being realistic. So those are my thoughts on that. Hey, Jamie. Dana, you're welcome. Keep me posted. I hope it goes well and hope those were some valuable suggestions for you.
Take actions from today's podcast. Consider what you need to do to have a successful garage sale. write down what you can bring into your life once you clear your clutter. Trust you'll get what you need when you need it. Be present. Prioritize and know your passions and keep what's important around and let the other stuff go. Write down all the money you're saving when living with less. Pare down or release your collections by fulfilling yourself in other ways besides possessions. Don't judge yourself or others and honor the processes of everyone. Let stuff go. On our next episode, we're talking about Black Friday. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.